Have you quite finished joining their aims?
If you hadn't mentioned that, nobody would have ever known that. Was
joining, so. Well, what a great way to start season 2, episode 1.
Bit irrelevant, really, wasn't it, Charlie?
Yes, perhaps. Hello, and welcome back to Birthday Skin.
Hello,
I
girls
am Charlie
and
Perry.
Boys. I was going to say bitches, but then I thought, no, that's a bit too...
That's tight.
It's a bit too much. Mm-hmm. So then I said girls, and I thought, oh no, with the boys as well. Just edit that out.
And this is my best friend, Amy Wall. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Right, we've got a new studio, guys, and it's just a bit of a joke.
Mm.
It's in my boyfriend's house. It's a studio in his house, except they've got 6 dogs next door, and downstairs he's playing Star Wars on a 100 volume. So off we go.
Love that for
anyway.
Us. I love that. Can you hear the dogs? What dogs are they? If they're cute dogs, I'll forgive.
No, they're not cute. They're like chihuahuas, pugs, all those weird little small ones. Anyway.
I'm going to stick up for pugs here because I know my friend Sheridan that listens has 2 pugs and she would honestly kill me if I said anything bad about pugs.
Anyway, this episode is all about congestion.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say congestion...
We don't mean a traffic jam or...
We don't mean your nose.
So funny, Charlie.
It's actually very relevant because when I told Alex that we would be recording congestion, he was like, why would I want to know from your podcast about congestion in my face, in my nose and my sinuses? I was like, be quiet.
When you say congestion, the first thing I think about is traffic. We are 2 different people.
Anyway, yes, congested skin is an issue that I have to battle with.
Mm-hmm.
So in the episode, we're going to be talking about what congestion is, what it looks like, how you get rid of it, and some good products and some actually very bad products to be using as well.
Mm.
Ames, you don't struggle with congestion yourself, really, do you?
Not really that much. I have other problems of my own. Congestion.
We don't need to go into that.
May not be one of them.
Let's go on with the episode, Ames.
Yes, let's.
So, I always got a little bit confused about what congestion is. And it's taken me some time to realise that I just needed to look in the mirror and see what congestion was.
Fair enough.
So, essentially...
I love how you found that so funny and I'm just like, cool.
And also, I just cool said story. The word essentially for the first time this year.
Oh, here she goes.
Sorry, guys.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, so congestion is basically just clogged pores. So when you have congestion, it basically just looks like your skin isn't spotty. There's no real blemishes. It just doesn't look like porcelain fresh. Like when I've got no makeup on, my skin does not look perfect.
Mm.
When you've got no makeup on, your skin is like... and smooth. Remember when I put that picture of Jodie Comer on our story?
Yes, gorgeous.
That is completely clear, uncongested skin.
See, when you said to me about congestion, like before ever looking it up, because obviously it's something I've never really had to deal mm-hmm. with, I kind of pictured like blotchy, blemishy.
Yeah, so did I.
Ready face.
Yeah.
But obviously that's not really the case, is it?
Mm-hmm. No, so... the long and short of it is that it is a clogged pore. But the only issue is if it's not a spot, you can't squeeze it and try and get rid of it. You can't kind of target it directly as you would a spot or acne, which is really irritating. But there are quite a few things that you can do, which we'll go into later, that can help it.
Mm.
But if you're wondering whether you have congested skin... One way of looking at it is to see if, even if you've got no spots, if it still doesn't look perfectly clear. But also, if you run your hand over your skin, it generally feels a little bit bumpy. I know your skin is super soft, so yours probably just feels kind of...
I do get some bumps, you know, in like areas that I don't, you know,
yeah.
by the side of your ears and stuff, like
yeah.
your jaw.
Yeah. So there. I find my congestion is worse kind of like along my cheekbones and like just under my cheekbones. And I know when my acne was really bad when I was younger, that was where it was the worst. And obviously I have a little bit of scarring there now, but I think those pores are just quite prone to being congested for me. I don't really get it on my forehead, or I get it on my chin a little bit. But yeah, I'm quite happy that I finally figured out that it's actually congestion that I suffer with rather than anything else. So, I mean, we're talking on two different ends of the spectrum here. But, I mean, as in with you and I.
Mm-hmm.
But, like you said, you suffer with congestion sometimes as well. So it's probably handy for any skin type to know what congestion might look like. But, yeah, that's what it is and that's what it looks like. I guess this is a fairly simple, straightforward episode. But you might wonder how to get rid of a skin concern that you can't directly target. Have you been wondering, Ames?
Mm-hmm.
That's a no.
No, I actually have been wondering. I'm just listening to you, waiting for an answer.
You sound so dubious.
Give me your answers.
So, how do you get rid of congestion? I hear you ask, Ames.
How do you get rid of congestion, Charles?
So there's actually quite a few different ways of doing it at a range of price points.
Right.
So
give us the cheap stuff first.
Cheap stuff, acid exfoliators.
They are not cheap. What world are you coming from?
They are cheap.
Some of them aren't cheap.
Some of them aren't cheap, but The Ordinary have them.
Oh, yeah, fair, forgot about that.
The acid, yeah. So there's the blood mask, what's it called? The
red one. AHA and BHA.
Yes. So if you're using acid exfoliators like that, we've done an episode on acids before, haven't we? AHAs, BHAs, PHAs. A really good one is the Glossier solution because it has all three in them. But all different acids work on different levels. So
can I just say,
yeah.
Obviously since our 12-year break, all the listeners know me for being quite sensitive.
Yeah.
Inside and out. And I had a bad time with the Glossier, didn't I? I couldn't use it on my chin. And since then, we got sent some stuff from Pixi, didn't we?
Yes.
And you were like, oh, I already have this glycolic acid toner. Do you want to try it? And I was like, I don't really know. And you were like, just try it.
Yeah.
If not, whatever.
Give it a whirl.
So I tried it. I don't want to get too cocky with it and start using it every night.
Yeah.
But I have been using it a bit,
mm-hmm.
and it's not broke me out.
It's very gentle.
So, yeah, I think the Glossier one was just a bit too much. It went a bit too far up for me.
Yeah.
Whereas on the other side of the line, you've got the Pixi glycolic acid, mm-hmm. which is a lot more calmer. So, like, maybe if you're the same as me, like, I was talking to my friend the other day who used the Ordinary, what's their one that comes in, like, a big fat bottle, their toner.
I don't know.
I think it's an acid something. I think I'm pretty sure it's a toner. And she was like, I'm scared of toners now. And I was like, no, you shouldn't be scared of toners. Like, you've just got sensitive skin. I was like, maybe give this one a try. Because toners, you know, we've done an ep on them. One of our first ones, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I enjoy a toner. Makes me feel like
full stop.
I enjoy toner. Mm-hmm. And like in the next episode we do about pH levels, mm-hmm. and we'll tell you why a toner's good for that.
Oh, grand.
But yeah, sorry, just on that topic, if any of you sensitive girls are listening but want and want to try an acid toner because you have got congested skin, then maybe go in with the Pixi one because it's quite gentle.
Yeah, so that's the glycolic acid one, isn't it? So that's the Glow. Was it the Glow one?
Yeah, pretty sure it's the Glow one.
Yeah, because I know they've got a few different ones now. But the reason why your skin would look congested is because it's a mix-up of excess oil, excess sebum, dead skin cells, any product, any makeup that doesn't necessarily cause you to break out. It just kind of sits there and might cause blackheads, might cause tiny little whiteheads, but if you can try to cleanse your skin effectively, that will prevent any further breakouts from happening. But I've found that the glycolic acid one from Pixi is actually quite calming.
It's like
It's
10 metres thick.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Nothing can break
it. I think it's because when I was younger and I was like, before I had Roaccutane, I was on so many different types of like topical prescription acne stuff that my skin has just built up a resistance to it because I would literally use something for 2 months and then it would stop working. I'd have to go back to the doctors and try something else. So my skin would just like build up resistance so quickly that I had to just end up going on Roaccutane because nothing was working anymore. I think
your skin
I counted
will survive
it.
World War III.
I know it would.
Literally.
You jump in my skin when you need a bunker.
That is the worst thing you've ever said.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Mom.
That is actually disgusting.
Jump in my pores, they're big enough.
Jump in my skin if you need a bunker.
I didn't say like
jump
that.
In my skin if you need a bunker.
Oh my God. You sound like a man that's digging for carrots in his allotment.
I sound like a man who wants you to jump in my skin if you need a bunker.
Oh my God.
Carry on, please.
Sorry, I'll carry on. Anyway, that was my short story about how terrible my skin was. So anyway, yes, my skin will survive anything and I can shove anything but lactic acid on it, it seems. Do you remember when I used the lactic acid from The Ordinary and I just blew up like a giant red balloon? It was awful.
Lactic acid's not going in your bunker. I thought you liked the lactic acid.
No.
Not in my bunker.
That's in the Mandelic oil thing that I gave you as well. I can't use it.
I remember.
Yeah, so lactic acid for me just doesn't work very well. So anyway, that's one way of tackling congested skin, acid exfoliators. Using a retinol is a really good method of combating it as well because it helps your skin cells turn over. FYI, if you use a retinol, make sure you wear SPF the next day and only use it at night. If you are using the glycolic acid, that helps to break the bonds between alive skin cells and dead skin cells. So it would be really useful if you used the retinol as well in the evening, obviously, because then it means that any dead skin cells are going to, well, any new skin cells will come through faster, but the glycolic acid will break that bond.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good combination to have. For people like you, Ames, I would say just give them a little test first. Maybe don't dive in there. Use the glycolic acid for a while and then start to bring in a retinol a couple times a week and slowly build it up. You don't want to end up with red raw skin.
Yes.
Retinols, acid exfoliators are great. Another thing that you can do that's fairly easy to implement if you're worried about using acids is double cleansing. I have to say, Ames, mm-hmm. we were gifted some Dermalogica goodies recently.
Oh my God, amazing.
I honestly can't get enough.
Best thing that's ever happened to us.
Yeah, honestly, I've always thought to myself, oh, I don't like the texture of my skin, but actually it was that my skin was congested, so that's why it felt that way.
Mm.
And since they sent us the pre-cleanse, which isn't a balm, it's an oil, they sent us a special cleansing gel, and then they sent us the daily microfoliant, which I love.
Yeah, I really love that.
And then a skin smoothing moisturiser. And after the first 2 days, I noticed a massive difference in my skin. Honestly,
are you using the microfoliant twice a day?
No, once a day.
Once a day.
So I like to use it in the morning now. I used it at night, but then I thought that if I've like exfoliated manually, it's very gentle, but I didn't want to then put a retinol on.
Fair enough. I didn't
know if it was too much. So I leave that for the morning and then I put any retinol or whatever on in the evening. But I notice a massive difference in my skin. So I'm hoping that after a bit more use, I've probably been using it for about 5 days now, I'll notice a difference in congestion. So introduce yourself with a balm or an oil to melt away any makeup and any other things that you've had on your face throughout the day, and then use a cleanser to properly clean your skin.
Yeah, you don't want any of that balm just sat on top of that.
Yeah, no, you make sure you wipe that away and then give yourself a nice cleanse. But yeah, I would say that that's probably the easiest way of doing it. In fact, on the back of the pre-cleanse Dermalogica...
Dermalogica.
it actually says concentrate on congested areas. So
fair enough.
It's making sure that you've got rid of everything and then you're going to be cleansing so there's nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the double cleanse, acid exfoliators, retinol. So this is the spenny one now. I'm sorry, I just used that word. I really hate it when people use that word, as much as I hate the term e-meat. That should be burnt.
What does e-meat mean?
To meet on an email. Nice to e-meat you. I struggle with this next one because it's regular chemical peels by an aesthetician.
I know what you're trying to say. Let's ask. Google.
Yeah, give it a quick Google and see.
Give me 1 second.
Aesthetician.
Aesthetician.
An aesthetician. Okay. Who? Oh, for God's sake. I'm going to fire you. I'm going to fire you from this podcast. We own 50-50, which means that I get 50% say of whether you get to stay on this podcast or not.
No, I will fire you first.
Ames.
You are shit.
Right, end of, guys. See ya. Anyway, people that actually want to learn about skincare are listening, Ames.
Okay.
They don't care about your immature Google Translate.
Sorry.
Anyway, an aesthetician. So if you stop it, I can see you typing.
Yeah, I know. I typed something and then you started talking again, so the time's gone now.
Yeah, good. So if you go to an aesthetician, they will be able to take a look at your skin. I hate you. You are the worst.
Sorry, but can I tell a really quick story?
Right, while you're on one, off you go.
Oh, right. So, like, Cal annoyed me the other day.
Yeah.
And he went, it annoyed me. And we were drinking gin and he went, oh, go and get some gin. I was like, no, I got the gin last time. And he was like, right, if I make you laugh with these next three words, you have to go and make the gin. And I was like, for fuck's sake, go on. And he just sat there, looked me dead in the eyes, because he knows how much of a child I am. And he went,
for God's
sake. He went, boo.
I wish people could see how much you are laughing.
He went, I'm crying. He went, poo. And said that three times and I was there like this. And then he went, Willy. And then he went, bum. Oh my God.
Did you laugh?
I had to make the gins. I was pissed. No, it wasn't poo, it was poop. And that was what tipped over the edge. Off the back of that, another tiny 10-second story. I've probably told you before, and you will definitely know, like, when I was in Brussels, my leg got infected because it got bitten and I had an actual cankle and I couldn't walk. I'm not even joking. It was awful.
Yeah, it was awful, but it was funny.
Fuck off. And I was sat there waiting for this train to come because we'd gone on, like, a little day trip. And I was honestly fuming. I wanted to go home, wanted to go to the doctors. And it just went... obviously, this was in... Belgium. They went, next station is bum bum. And I just looked at Cal and went, and he was like, that's the first time I've seen you smile in about 3 hours because you heard a tannoy say bum bum. He was like, you're the biggest child I've ever met. And I was just honestly there, like, trying not to piss myself.
Oh God.
So that's why I laugh so much at words like poo and fart and Willy.
Because you're a three-year-old
child.
Because
I actually am a child, yeah.
You are a baby.
Carry on anyway. Aesthetician.
Back to the point.
Yeah, back to the point.
Thanks so much for sharing your stories, Ames.
Thank you.
People actually do like them, surprisingly.
Boom, boom.
And to everybody that just skipped that, don't go back. So I was talking about the fact that you can get chemical peels, but it's obviously quite expensive because we absolutely 100% would not recommend doing chemical peels yourself. An aesthetician will literally go through your skin problems, have a really good look at it, and then they will make something for you that's not going to make your skin beyond repair, but it's going to help obviously turn over skin cells and give you a nice glowy look. So it's something that I would actually quite like to look into because I feel like I've always had congested skin. I've only just realized.
Look at you.
Hey,
big spender.
So anyway, yes, you can go and get yourself a little chemical peel. But when I say get a chemical peel, it tends to be like over a certain amount of weeks, so you wouldn't just get one, you'd end up kind of going on a course of them and you would have to keep going back, and which is why they're so expensive, because it's not a one-off payment. But yes, they are good things for congested skin. Ames, would you like to explain what's bad for congested skin?
I mean, I have some good ingredients.
Oh, go for it then.
Yeah, I'm on a different notepad to you.
Oh my God, you made one without me.
Sorry. So I kind of had a little giggle and I was looking at what ingredients, like what you should look for in products if you do have congested skin. And one of them was benzoyl peroxide.
Oh.
That is because it's antibacterial and anti-inflammatory.
Oh.
And it's antiseptic.
That sounds good.
So it's suitable for reducing bacteria on the surface of your skin. So
it sounds scary.
Benzoyl, yeah, it sounds very sciencey, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should look into that more, do that as an app, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if you'd like to hear that.
I'm going to make a note of that.
Yeah. The second one is salicylic acid. We've done an episode on that. We've definitely mentioned it a lot.
I think we did it in our acid exfoliation.
Yeah, we probably did because it can penetrate deep into the pore linings, which exfoliates inside the pore as well as on the surface of the skin.
Fantastic.
It's also got anti-irritant and anti-inflammatory qualities to it too.
Oh.
Good for reducing redness. So a good all-rounder. Another one is mandelic acid, which can be found in those DCL multi-action pentapeel pads that you are absolutely obsessed with.
Oh my God, I love them.
But yeah, they're really good for cleaning pores and really good for all different skin types and good for hyperpigmentation, rosacea and sun damage.
Wow.
Apparently so, yeah. And the next one, bit of a rogue one, is...
Stop pulling your hair out.
Sorry.
I just watched you pull an entire strand out the back of your head.
Leave me alone.
Off you go. Carry on.
The next one is sulfur, which apparently it's gentle yet effective, and it's a lot less dry.
Thank you.
It's a lot less drying than benzoyl peroxide. But yeah, it works to remove excess shine and over time helps heal existing breakouts for a brighter, clearer and noticeably smoother complexion.
When I just quickly Googled benzoyl peroxide, it's taken me to Superdrug and you can buy, it's called Acnicide and it's 5%. It's a gel with it in. So it's £10.49 for 30 grams. And it looks like a something you would actually get given by a doctor or something that looks like what I was given. But it says that it can be quite drying. So it says that it's the only spot treatment which contains 5% benzoyl peroxide, which is clinically proven to kill up to 95% of bacteria causing spots. So if you find that your acne is more bacterial than it is because of any any problems like hormonal acne or any other problems, then this would be a really good one for you. I like your suggestion, Ames.
Maybe that's something we should definitely look into. I mean, you've just kind of like summed it up, haven't you? But
yeah, it's it actually says this is a pharmacy medicine item, so you'll be asked to complete a questionnaire. But that's £10.49 in Superdrug, and it's got 192 reviews. 136 of them are 5-star. 36 of them are 4-star.
The thing is, though, when I've just read that about sulfur,
mm-hmm.
it said that obviously sulfur is not as drying as benzoyl peroxide, so maybe benzoyl peroxide isn't one for the dry.
Yeah, that's probably one for an oilier skin
type.
So
I think we should definitely look into that a bit more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would be more than happy to give that a go.
Fair enough.
Maybe we should chat about that on Instagram.
I know The Ordinary do a salicylic acid as well, don't they? Which obviously The Ordinary are really cheap anyway, so maybe that's one to give a whirl if you're wanting to. But obviously if you've got sensitive skin, just be careful.
Yeah,
be careful.
Thanks, Ames. I like your suggestion there.
You're welcome.
Shall we quickly run through a couple of things that you should be avoiding if you have congested skin? So as I was researching congestion, obviously a lot of things came up about clogging your pores. And alongside that, the scientific term for a product that clogs your pores is comedogenic. So if something is non-comedogenic, I think we've mentioned this before.
Yeah, it rings a bell, doesn't it? It's like a little dictionary.
Yeah. If something's non-comedogenic, it means it's not going to clog your pores. Now, there is something called the comedogenic scale for oils and butter. Now, it sounds really weird.
Ew.
Yeah, like it's something you're going to cook with. But obviously, we use a lot of oils in skincare, and there's a lot of things like cocoa butter and all that sort of thing. And I have a really handy little table here. It basically goes from 0 to 5. So if it's 0, it won't clog your pores. And if it's 5, the chances are it will. And it's really interesting to see what's actually on there.
I think that's interesting because on rating 0, along with argan oil and hemp oil and sunflower oil, I can never say shea butter. You would think that would be up there with something that's clogging because it's quite thick, isn't it?
Yeah. But which is weird. It isn't. So, as you were just saying, there's argan oil, hemp oil, shea butter, camellia oil, sunflower oil, and safflower oil. They have a rating of 0. And on the other end of the spectrum, cocoa butter, coconut oil, can't even say that word, palm kernel oil, and wheat germ oil all have.
Who wants to put wheat germ oil on the scale? What is that?
Weird, isn't it?
Disgusting.
So if you are somebody who has congested skin or you're prone to acne, but maybe have very dry skin, stay away from putting coconut oil on your face. Yes. I know a lot of people say they use it for masks, and I know that that actress, I can't remember her name, she made that weird porn film.
What?
Yeah, I've forgotten her name. Who? Bella Thorne. She puts coconut oil on her face, and she did this big routine with Vogue about it, and everyone started slamming her, just being like, stay away from putting coconut oil on your face. Just because it's natural doesn't mean that it's good for your skin. And that is the reason why, because it clogs your pores.
Gorgeous.
So there are other things that, other oils and things that are on there. Something we've spoken about, sea buckthorn oil that has a rating of 1. Rosehip oil has 1, even primrose has 2.
Avocado oil has 3.
Yeah, that's quite high. And then there's all the other little bits and bobs on there. You can Google it quite easily. If you find it, it will be the same everywhere. But it's worth just having a look on there just to see if you have an oil in your routine that you don't know whether it's comedogenic or not. Mm-hmm. So that's one way of finding out if something's bad for your skin. But also, I know a lot of people will probably try and turn to those sucky paw machines.
No, I hate this. People always ask me in my group chat at home, Amy, I really want to try it. And I'm like, please don't do it. They're like, why? Don't... Why? And I'm like, why would you want to? Yeah. Like, the writing's on the wall. Yeah. Like,
why would you want to suck?
Look at what it's doing.
I read into it because I was like, maybe it's just I've read something that's wrong, blah, blah, blah. But the more I was reading into it, the more it was just like, it would probably take off a few little bits of the top of your skin, but it won't do any deep pore cleansing. And also it creates little micro tears in your skin, which means that you're going to have really bad texture, and you're actually making it worse because then your skin has to heal, and then you're going to have extra dead skin cells, and then they're going to fall in your pores and you're going to get congested skin. So just stay away from them, please. I know that if you wanted to get a really deep clean, or you like using something that makes you feel as though you're getting a better cleanse, make sure you're using a silicon-based machine. So if you're wanting to use like a Foreo or something like that, that would be really handy because we know that they're good pieces of kit that actually aren't going to cause any damage to your skin. But the ones that are more of a brush, like a toothbrush, just stay away from them. They're not going to exfoliate well. But yeah, so just stay away from anything that's high on the comedogenic scale, and anything that sucks your pores. Just don't do it. It's bad for you.
I agree.
So yeah, that is everything from me, Ames.
Wraps it up really, doesn't it?
That is our first episode back. I hope we haven't bored you too much.
Enjoy.
Yeah. In the next episode, we're going to be talking about skin pH, which is something that we've been asked about before, but it's also something that's racked our brains after using products by Drunk Elephant that list the pH level on the front of the bottle. So if you want to know what your skin pH should be, how you can tell what it is, how you know if it's off, if it's right, if it's wrong, all will be revealed next week.
See you then.
See you later.
Bye-bye.